Good morning. It's 8:05. Welcome to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM. We're streaming all of the time at Mighty990.com. Tim Van Horn, Josh Rivera with you. It's a sunny, beautiful Tuesday. So glad you could join us. A little bit later on this hour, we will be hearing from Frank Corder from Y'all Politics. Also, Joe Concha. He's got a new book out. You've probably seen him on Fox News. We'll have him on in just a bit. But let's go to the phone lines because this is a story that we've been talking about this morning. The town of Carrieville has been asking for your prayers regarding an officer that was injured, that was struck by a vehicle over the weekend. And joining us now with an update is the chief of police from the town of Carrieville. We say good morning to Dale Lane. Chief, thank you for joining us, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing pretty well, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity.
I always enjoy the chance to talk to you, but under these circumstances, I wish we were talking about something else. What can you tell us about the officer that was injured over the weekend in the line of duty trying to stop a man who had a violent report against him in another part of the county?
Well, right now he's hanging on. He's in critical condition in intensive care unit, the trauma intensive care unit. So, you know, we've been doing everything we can to support his family and support him. And you know, sometimes these situations seem, from a human standpoint, seem like you're standing there and you can't do anything. But we can definitely pray, and so we've been praying for him, and we're asking others to pray as well.
And with this, and I know that our listeners are praying for him. Chief, talk about your department. How big is your police force?
We have 116 sworn officers, and then we also have you know, our jail staff, dispatchers, and then clerks, support staff. But we have 116 sworn officers.
So I'm going to assume that everybody in there. It's not like they're there by the thousands, but everybody knows everybody, and that's very much a family type of environment that you have in the police department.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, you know, when we promote that, we emphasize our CPD family, and when one hurts, everyone hurts.
And this now, it's Keith Houston, 32-year-old, has been. He was eventually caught, arrested, and this happened over the weekend over at Fairfield, which I know does great business. It's right across from one of my favorite places, Carriage Crossing. I know that's a hotel. You know, they host soccer tournaments. It's great for the city. He was over there trying to stop a gentleman as he approached the vehicle. He was hit. I guess this is a reminder that that it doesn't matter where you live. There is no air fingers, quote, cushy police job, that it's hard work wherever to maintain the peace.
Well, I mean, every day, you know, the officers come to work and they're not sure what they're going to face that day. We're blessed here with a really great community. We have our crime is low, and but there's always that chance. There's always those things, those dangers that are out there. And so the good news is the Carrieville police officers are have the best training. They're equipped very well. And, you know, but sometimes things are just unavoidable. And, you know, nobody wants this to happen, obviously. But what we do when things like this occurs, we rally around each other, our community. And I say community, I'm not just talking about in Carrieville. People from across the region have rallied around us to support us and help us. So we're very thankful for that.
And this harkens back, and I know it's been just over a year since the mass shooting event at the Carrieville Kroger on Bahia Road, where our finest and as you mentioned, you know, working with other municipalities, how the support was there. And I know that this is, you know, this is something that is constantly on the mind of every law enforcement official out there, first responder. So I want to highly encourage our listeners out there to actively pray today. If you see an officer, a first responder, please say Thank you. But again, for those that are just flipping over, you said that the officer is in critical condition. You said hanging on. Have they seen improvements over the last 48 hours?
We have been seeing some improvement, and so that's definitely very encouraging. So continue to pray, and I'm counting and believing for a great outcome, a full recovery, and back serving the community at some time in the future. So we always have hope.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And we know that you have a very busy day, Chief Dale Lane. We'll leave it at that, because we know you have a lot to get to. You have a large, as you said, family out there with the Carneyville Police Department. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for everyone that serves under you for what they do out there. God bless each and every one of you. We are praying for a quick recovery and for the safety of all of the first responders out there.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor for us to serve. They know the danger, but this is what we're called to do, so we're excited. But thank you for this time to come on and share.
Absolutely. We are with you. There is Police Chief Dale Lane on Wake Up Memphis. Josh, absolutely incredible. Again, a reminder, it doesn't matter if you're in a suburb, what your zip code is, and he said it every day. They suit up not knowing what they are going to face, and incredible job that they all do wherever they are in Shelby County.
That's right. It's easy to criticize, but at the end of the day, these are the people that we need when we're in tough situations, and for that, we'll always have to remain grateful, because there are a lot of people that would never try to be a police officer. It's a really tough job, and it's mentally tough, it's physically tough. You have to have a lot of bravery and selflessness. And they do, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the officer that was struck in the line of duty in Carneyville over the weekend, Keith Houston is in custody. He is facing a judge on this and some other charges. The officer, as you heard, Chief of Police Dale Lane saying, they are seeing some improvements, but the officer still in critical condition. Don't stop praying for this officer, as you do with with any of the officers in the area that continue to serve. And let's not forget, we prayed hard for Austin Eldridge down in DeSoto County. He's back on the job. We've done it for other officers, so don't give up. Prayer absolutely works, and don't cease in your prayer. But we certainly appreciate that. Now, him checking in with us. Now, speaking of that, as I mentioned, 32-year-old Keith Houston is facing a judge. And this is on multiple charges, as he is accused of shooting up his ex-girlfriend's house. They found bullet casings in the door around the property. He fled and went to Carneyville, where they got a tip for Carneyville police to go to the Fairfield in the hotel and suites there across from Carriage Crossing to go find this vehicle. They found it. An officer approached, and that officer was run over at that time, but they did apprehend, as I mentioned, Keith Houston a little bit later on. But that you don't know what could be a quiet night could turn into something terribly, terribly wrong. But thank you for all those that do serve in the police department. So we'll keep an eye on that. Goodness gracious me. We've got some other big stories to talk about as well. We've got some more local crime stories. In fact, one house in Shelby County has been burglarized 7 times in 3 months. They finally caught somebody. We'll tell you about that. We've also got a road rage incident to tell you about. And we've got a story of a guy trying to kidnap his girlfriend, holding her at gunpoint. And, of course, we've got more on the Museum of Science and History, and much, much more coming up on Wake Up Memphis. It's Tim and Josh. It is Tuesday, and it is 8:14.